When you succeed, we succeed. Visit gotostatelumber.com. Shout out to everybody on YouTube, Twitch, and Twitter. That is brought to you by, where's my papers at right here, Shusky? My stuff's all over the place. I don't even know.
Let me set it up then.
No. I was going to set it up. I just need to damn read here. I don't even know where's everything at. You know, all right. I don't have those papers.
I'm watching this team, and, like, they have a lot of high-profile players. They're, like, some of them are legends. Like, legends in the game. They're just not playing and gelling like a team to me that needs to be taken serious. And I want to throw the SB word right out the window. This has got, like, similar to, like, the Warriors. We did, like, a championship. And it made sense. Like, when you have championship caliber players. But then once you see the season unfold, you're like, all right, well, wait a minute. They've got some flaws here that I don't even think are correctable by schematics. I think that there's just a personnel issue. And there's just a lot going on. And I look at the offensive side of the ball. They've got a really good running back in Jordan Mason. And I thought, like, walking away from that game, maybe they got away from Jordan Mason. But, like, I watched the game back, and I'm thinking, I thought it was the appropriate balance of throws to runs.
Yeah, I did,
too. Their passing game just looked weird yesterday. It was very off outside of Ayuk.
I thought Purdy was off. Let's be real.
No, I agree.
I thought it was one of Purdy's worst games,
but
to be
Kittle
honest with you.
Kittle had a huge drop, and then it gets completely erased by a great Jordan Mason run.
Right.
So everyone's losing their mind on the Kittle drops. Like, well, the very next play was a great run by Jordan Mason, but he's got to catch that ball.
I honestly thought it was one of Purdy's worst games, considering who he is. Purdy, I put Purdy in that top five, top seven echelon when it comes to quarterbacking. I think Purdy has been really, really good.
Yeah, he didn't play
yesterday. He's trying to hit the home run. He's holding the ball too long. Then he's scrambling all over the place. He's not hitting his checkdowns. You don't need to get the chunk play every time. Little checkdowns. Brady's in the booth. Brady made a living to just give me the 7, give me the 6, give me the 5, give me the 4. Early on, down the distance was a problem for the 49ers. They faced a couple 3rd and 10s right off the rip. And I'm thinking to myself, this offense isn't built to be rallying from 3rd and 10 deficits. So hold on to the ball, making things happen. Now, you can say in the scramble drill, somebody's got to break open or whatnot, but you're scrambling. You're going all over the place. And when you scramble, it didn't look like Purdy was scrambling with his eyes down the field.
No.
Looked like he was scrambling, looking at the defenders in front of him, and then he was placing his eyes down the field. I don't think it was a great game for Brock Purdy. I'm being kind here.
No,
I don't think it was a good game at all for Brock Purdy yesterday, and that's being very, very kind.
Well, they get down to the 6, the first drive of the game. They get down to the 6, or I guess technically second drive because they went 3 and out to start the game, and he was airmailing guys on that first drive. They get down to the 6, and then it's a predictable Jordan Mason run for his first carry of the game, and then he throws one to Kittle. They ISO Kittle, and I like the play design. He just kind of airmails Kittle. Yeah. And I don't know, maybe Kittle should come down with it. Then on the next play, 3rd and 6 from the 6, he rolls to his left, the short side. There's nowhere to go with it, and he gets sacked.
Yep.
And I just felt like that was kind of like a microcosm of the whole day where he's holding on to the ball. They had an opportunity, a small one, to score a touchdown with Kittle. I don't know. It's a little off. It's a little high, whatever. And like every other red zone trip outside of the touchdown to Kittle, it just felt like they were a tick off.
They were.
Then, like, late in the game, I want to go to the most important play of the game to me. They get the field goal. It's 23-13, all right? 23-13. They get the ball back. It's 9:59 to go. They go on a big drive. 7 straight great plays. Isaac Arendo up the middle for a first down for 5 yards. And then it's a Jordan Mason 1 yard gain. Okay, you're stuffed. It's 2nd and 9. 2nd and 9. Shotgun. Penalty on Juwan Jennings for a false start. It's backed up. It's 2nd and 14. And then Purdy is sacked for a 9-yard loss. It was awful. It was an awful, awful, awful play. And
Was that the biggest false start this weekend in the Bay Area? Because your boy from Cal on 3rd and 7 false started to set up a 3rd and 12, and Mendoza got rocked where they had to review the targeting or whatnot, which I didn't think was targeting personally, but let me not say that too loud because I don't want people coming after me.
But
false starting will set you back.
So they go from 2nd and 9 at the 13 to 2nd and 14 at the 18. Yeah. Okay, they're at the 18. Now, the coach tells us in postgame, hey, we think Wisnowski, because you don't have the kicker at this point, and you just need points. You need to just answer the field goal because on the prior drive, you got intercepted, and the defense held. They held serve. They gave up the field goal. All right, fine. No big deal. You gotta understand, if we're gonna go game manager, and I love Purdy, part of being a game manager is, all right, my kicker isn't available. The last thing I can do is lose yards in this situation. And even though it's only a 20-yard field, or I guess at the 20, it's a 37-yard field goal, I don't think the punter can kick that.
Well, so that play started at the 18-yard line, so that would have been a 35-yard field goal.
Okay, 35, 37, 35.
Second and 14 at the Arizona 18-yard line.
He holds the ball for too long.
Well, he held the ball for like 11 seconds and scrambled all over the place. Finally, that big D-tackle from Arizona just smacked the living hell out of him. And next thing you know, you're facing a 3rd and 23 from the Arizona 27. Now, even with that scenario, maybe you get 10 yards from the 17. Maybe Wisnowski can kick it. Maybe if you get 10, but on 3rd and 23, and complete the Brandon Ayuk.
Well, and I thought on that play, it gets tipped. Ayuk was triple covered.
I know.
So, I don't even know if that pass makes it to Ayuk. I don't know. Whatever. But to me, you had to get 7, 8, 9 yards there. Like, that was hey, we're going to cut this in half, right? We got to cut it. But that's the sequence for me. The Mason stuffed, full start. Purdy sacked right there. That's a horrible play. Horrible. He knows this. He held the ball for way too long. Horrible. And then he sipped. And then on the 4th and 23, I mean, you're not going to get up. You're not going to convert on 4th and 23. But why are you throwing short of the sticks?
Well, you got, there's, I mean, throw
what
it
are we
up.
Doing?
I don't know.
No,
that was
I'm
a bad sequence.
Like, it's just the whole sequence was bad.
That was a bad sequence.
And that, to me, was the game. Now, and then they come down and obviously they score a
nice
touchdown.
Nice little T-ball play right there.
That was
the 49ers under Kyle Shanahan. I guess this is just regular season because they have blown some 10-point leads into the fourth quarter in the Super Bowl.
Twice.
In the NFC Championship game. But in the regular season, they were 38-0 when leading by 10-plus points entering the fourth quarter. 38-0.
Oh, God.
38-1 now. 38-1 now. Let's go to Troy and Clayton. Troy, they will get the Nick of Berkeley and Rhea and Lancaster. 888-957-9570 is the number. You sound like Brady right now.
Because I'm so exasperated.
Troy and Clayton. What's happening?